courtesy brings dividends that are unimaginable. This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Courtesy brings dividends that are unimaginable. Why do I say that? I have seen so many times when a person has just a little gentleness about them, I want to leap to their help to give them whatever they want. And sometimes when they act as though they deserve it or that I owe it to them, I just feel like proving to them I don't owe them anything. Now, this is how humanity is. It does not want to feel that it owes anybody anything, that it has to do things for other people. Everything that we do for other people is done by our choice, because we create them enjoying what we give them. Now, we give somebody a coat that we have enjoyed, we want to share it, and then we give it to them, they can do what they want with it. But their answer to it is, thank you very much. And they can throw it away or give it away or do whatever they want, because now it belongs to them. And if they really feel it's a white elephant, they can just put it in the trash and be done with it. And there's no big deal about it. Hey, I thought that was a good coat. How come you threw it away? Did you give it to me? Is it mine? Yep. Can I do with it what I want? Yep. Do I throw other things away in the trash that I don't have use for? Yep. So be careful of that. Be careful of that. A friend asked for something recently and said that they wanted to have a piece of clothing. And so as I heard it, I thought, well, okay, fine, we'll do it this way or that way. Here's the different types of items I can bring to you. And they said, oh, I don't want that, I don't want this, I don't want the other thing, I want... And you know, if this person had just said to me, Herb, whatever you bring me is going to be beautiful, and thank you so much for doing it, you know, I would have gone out and bought a brand new item for that person for that purpose, but or found something very special. And what happens? I am reluctant to even care. I'm reluctant to even care about whether that person has what they want or not, because they took it with such an attitude that they deserve to be treated and they deserve to have things. When we have courtesy in our world, we find that many wonderful things take place for us. Many wonderful doors open up for us. Many wonderful people just want to jump to our attention. And I've been teaching unconditional love in seminars this past year now for so many, many hours, so many, many seminars. And everywhere I go, they call me the unconditional love guy. And that's a nice statement to make. But with unconditional love, I give without a matter of whether people want it or not. I give because it's my nature to give. It's my nature to be loving. I don't give because I want to get a response back from them. I don't want them to say, oh, thank you so much, that's what I always wanted and what I always needed. I don't want to hear them. I want to just give things to people because it's my nature to give, and it's because if they have a use for it, fine. If they don't have a use for it, fine. But you see, unconditional love does not have a condition in the giving. It does not have a condition. They need this. It does not have a condition in it that I've still got some life left in it. I'll give it to them. You know, maybe they can use it or what have you. And, you know, I was thinking about some people who were poor people, you might say, and they don't have much. And so I take my hand-me-downs and give it to them. And I think, aren't I a good boy? I stick in my thumb and pull out a plum and say, wow, am I wonderful. Well, many of these people prefer to wear whatever they have to take something that someone else has had. But, so what they are wearing perhaps fits them or suits them. Maybe it's ragged, maybe it's tangled, maybe it's dirty, and maybe it's not pleasant to look at, but they love it. You look at the bag ladies and the bag people as they walk around pushing their shopping carts around, and you think to yourself, how can they live in that rather casual way? And then I watch them, as I sometimes am over at the shopping center, and they will gather in several places, And as they gathered next to the shoe shop, I noticed how the lady was sitting there, she's laughing away, oh, that's a great thing, you know. And then somebody else was saying something, and they had their shopping carts there filled with all of their paraphernalia, and they were just enjoying themselves. Now, if someone were to give them money, they wouldn't know what to do with it. You say they might go buy some food, or they might do something. Hey, that messes up their whole routine. That messes up their whole program of what is the direction that they want to go. But if you feel that you want to give them some money, go right ahead. Because they can do what they wish with it. A woman came to me at a shopping center one time, and she came up to my car and she says, I need some car fare to get home. I'm living in down San Diego and I'm up here. And I said, well, what are you doing up here? She said, well, I was visiting a friend. Well, why did you come up here to visit a friend when you didn't have car fare to go back home? Well, I got to have car fare to go back home, and I got to have this. And I said, well, what is it you're asking for? He said, I want $10. I said, do you want $10 for car fare to go back home? I'm sure the fare is not more than a dollar. And why do you want $10? Well, because. I said, because that's what a bottle of wine costs, right? And that's what you'd like to buy. It's a bottle of wine. She says, Jeff, that's my business. And I said, yes, that's right. And I bless you. And I say, go your way and pick up what you can in any way you can. And that's just fine. But I don't give to support somebody else's bad habits. I don't even give to support somebody else's good habits. I give just because I want to give. Now, if that lady who had come up wanting car fare had said to me, I came up to visit a friend here, and I didn't realize I didn't have enough money to get back home, and I need to have enough for car fare, you know, for the streetcar. And I'd say, well, that's wonderful. What does a ticket cost? A ticket costs $1.20. Okay, here's $1.20. But you see, when they fudge and they upgrade on it, then they are really doing something quite unhappy for themselves. They're lying. And when they lie, I want nothing to do with them. I didn't want anything to do with them in the first place, but they came and asked. And a man called on the phone today from telemarketing, and I was very busy, and I picked up the receiver. I said, hello. And the man says, is the person who's in charge there, you know? And I said, you just named it. Goodbye, you know? And I hung up. Then a little while later, somebody else called, a different voice. And they said, I want to sell you MCI, you know, this beautiful telephone system. And I said, well, thank you very much. Goodbye, you know? And we have a right to our own privacy. We have a right to our own world. And we're not being discourteous to other people when we hang up on them, because they are being discourteous to us, calling us and bothering us with trying to make a sales pitch. What would you do if a person came to your door, knocked on the door and said, I'm selling widgets, and you are not interested in widgets in the slightest little bit? In fact, you don't even know what they are. You don't even care. And they said, they're only $75 each, you know. And you say to them, that's nice, goodbye, you know, and you slam the door in their face. Well, that's discourteous. No, it's discourteous for them to come door to door selling something that you have no need for. You should have every right to just say, thank you, goodbye, you know, and close the door without a fare thee well. So, you see, courtesy is on your part as well as on other parts. And when we live a life with courtesy and caring, and we live a life where we realize that if we were to be more gentle and say, anything you do for me, I'd really appreciate it. I drove by a man who was standing on the street corner. He had a sign up there. Do you have anything to give? And I thought to myself, that's getting nearer to the program now. Do you have anything to give? And I thought, I got a whole bunch of credit cards that I am not even using. Maybe you'd like to use them, you know. And I smiled at myself for having that thought. But you see, that's, do I have anything that I'm not using? Well, I have lots of things that I'm not using, but I usually give them away. And I usually give them away before I even realize that it's something I'm not using. But courtesy is something that we all need to work on a little bit for ourselves. because this man who said, "Do you have anything to give?" was getting closer to begging without, you know, being obnoxious about it. Do we really believe that we are courteous? Do we really believe that we are lovely people? Well, if you put yourself to the test and say, what do I want? What do I need right now? I need to have a pencil. And so you go up to somebody, "You got a pencil I can have?" And the person says, "Yeah, up your nose, you know." And then you say to the person, rather than "You have a pencil I can have," you say, "I just broke my leg, and I haven't got a pencil sharpener around here. Is there a pencil line around here that is not being used? Can you tell me about it?" You know? "Oh, sure, there's a bunch of them over on the desk over there that aren't being used. Go help yourself," you know. And you're just super generous when the person has courtesy. And you're super generous with the divine in you. When you say, "I am whole and perfect," and then you have courtesy to the divine in you and say, "That is true. That is true." Instead of saying, "I wish it were true." When you say, "I wish it were true," you're being discourteous to the divine in you, because the divine in you is totally perfect. And when you say that the divine in you is not totally perfect, then you are discourteous to it. Now you say, "Well, Herb, that's principle. That's something beyond ordinary human contact." No. You are the human that is that principle. You are the one that is that being inside of you. You are that God presence. You are that oneness, that principle. You are that. And when you're discourteous to the God presence within you, you can be sure the God presence is not going to reveal itself to you in the way that you like. When you can totally say to the God presence, "Hey, I'm whole and perfect, and I know it, I know it, I know it, I know it, I know it," and never doubt it. Even if you have a slight moment when something hits you and reminds you that it might hurt, you say, "I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect." You will not doubt it. You will not stray from it. This is courtesy to the principle within you. This is courtesy to the law of cause and effect. This is courtesy. This is, the other is doubt. The other is telling the principle, "Hey, I said one thing, but I really want another thing, but I want the one thing, but I want another thing, but I want the one." And it's just confusion, you know? So what we want to do is to set up our world and our life in a very balanced way. We want to have courtesy for the divine in us, courtesy for our body. Now, if you hurt your body, you're being discourteous to the cells of your body that are damaged. When you hurt your body, you're doing all sorts of things. They say every operation by any doctor is an invasion into the body, and that's true. It is not a normal thing for the body to have knives stuck into it and things done. But sometimes it's called for when the doctor feels he has to do an operation to take out some negative thing. But so be it. So be it. Did you say to your body, now this is a big, big, big joke. The Indians say, "Okay, dear, I'm going to shoot you, because I need to have you for food. I need to have your coat for my own coat. Would you mind if I shot you?" Well, now, obviously, the deer, if it were able to say one thing or another, would say, "Yes, I do mind very much. I enjoy being alive." But you have the audacity to think that the deer doesn't want to live. If you say, "Hey, deer, I'm going to shoot you, because I want you for my clothing, and thank you very much." Don't say, "May I?" Because obviously, if the deer knew, he wouldn't accept "may I." He wouldn't allow it. So we must not be idiotic and stupid in our use of our life. We must always be courteous. Always be courteous. As the Indians ask for permission before they eat the food that they bring in, that they ask permission of the harvest crops and those sort of things, that's a lovely concept, except that you are the creator You created that deer to be brought forth for your food and your clothing. You created the harvest for that. And you can say, I praise God in me for this wise harvest that I have created. I praise God in me for this wise deer that has been brought to my attention that I can have for food and clothing. You know, I praise God in me. I praise God in me. You see, then you're recognizing that. And one day you'll come to the point where you don't need food or clothing. You won't need this to kill something to provide you with sustenance. And you'll just speak your word of whatever it is that you choose to enjoy. And you now have it. And it doesn't have to come from an animal. It doesn't have to come from a plant. It can just be out of the infinite substance, undifferentiated matter that you differentiate by your thought and bring forth as whatever garment or whatever food or whatever anything you like. You see, we're the masters. And when we become courteous to the fact that we are masters and stop pretending that we're not, pretending we're not is very discourteous, then we will start reaping the great harvests that lie before us in being a master consciousness. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.